Hey, good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you to our Lunch and Learn Fridays. And we are excited to be back with you just for a very, very brief 15-minute segment. Some more nuggets on our holistic leadership development. Listen, we did a blog on last week. And have been doing some follow-up pieces around the topic of procrastination. And so I wanted to come back on today for our lunch and learn just to talk a little bit about what are some of the psychological triggers that cause procrastination. And so if you know anything about my approach to how I do everything in life, it is through a holistic lens. It's always going to be spirit, soul, body. And then I'm always looking at the eight dimensions of wellness. So if you continue to follow along, you really jump into the flow of what we are talking about in my coaching style and method. So listen, when it comes to procrastination, it often has to do with our mindset. And sometimes there are these psychological triggers that will actually be at the root and the cause of why we procrastinate. And so Teddy Roosevelt, he spoke about how nothing is worth doing unless it involves effort, pain, and difficulty. But what do you think about that? So if you've experienced what we're about to discuss, then you might respond by saying, I don't know about that. Well, let's just take a look at this. Think about any time or the last time that you procrastinated. I know what I have gone through to stay out of the trap of procrastination. Now, think about the agony of compressing a semester's worth of studying into a single night because you procrastinated and you didn't study for a whole 12 weeks or however long a semester may be, 8 weeks. What about the suffering of scrambling at the last minute to work to meet any type of deadlines, whether it's for work, whether it's for your business, whether it's for ministry, it could be things for your family. What about the agony of putting off doing your laundry until you have a mountain full of dirty clothes, or you have ran out of a very important piece of laundry that you need for the day? And so it becomes important for us to have these conversations. And so I'm talking to all of the procrastinators out there because we often assign these actions and we may say, well, procrastination isn't worthwhile, yet it does involve pain, it does involve effort, it does involve difficulty. So if procrastination is such a thorn in our flesh, then why do so many people do it? And you may have even wondered yourself, like, why do I always wait to the last minute? I'm always waiting to the last minute to do this. Then we have to be honest with ourselves and we have to begin to have this conversation that and really make a confession to ourselves that, you know what, I am a procrastinator and it's time that I do something about it. So I want to take a look at the inner workings of why people procrastinate. Now, psychology explains what the cogs and the gears are, so the things that makes it turn. So what is going on in the mind of a procrastinator? So when looking at some of these psychological factors, some of the things that we begin to look at is what the studies say. And the factors are that procrastinators, they may know their behaviors, yet they can't change them. So they may know and understand, I have these behaviors, but I'm not exactly sure, what it is, or looking at really getting to the root of it. So the first thing I want to take a look at is the lack of structure. The lack of structure. Organizing your task while taking your habits and your behaviors into account is a skill that we must master. This is a skill that we must learn about ourselves. This is also a skill that a procrastinator lacks. Procrastinators lack structure. And those who can order their past, present, and their future activities can manage their time well. So when a person cannot do so, they cannot plan the actions that they must dedicate their time to. So they can't devote the time that is required to actually complete an activity. So as a result, what happens? They lose focus, postpone the task that they must complete. But when you begin to build a habit of delaying tasks, you become a procrastinator. And so we have to take a look at what these behaviors are. Number two is anxiety and fear. Anxiety and fear. So the tasks we have to perform, they can be challenging. When you can't see the top of the mountain, when you can't see the end of this activity being completed, when you can't see over the top of the mountain of laundry that needs washed. And so we have to make the confession that it does make us uneasy. So fear of the results of our work or the journey that is necessary to achieve a task can actually paralyze a person. And what does it result in? It results in an inability to complete a task and, as a result, procrastination. And that is one that I am very, very familiar with. And some of my jobs that I've had, they have been very, I'm an administrator to my bone, to my core. And so a lot of the jobs that I've had to do have required for me to be organized, have required for me to have great concentration, paying close attention to detail. And sometimes if the work itself is overwhelming, okay, or you have these hard deadlines that you have to meet, what begins to happen is you actually begin to fear the work. And you become paralyzed. So instead of working, you just don't do anything at all. Or you just wait to the very, very, very last minute. And then you put all of this stress and all of this pressure on yourself to get it done. And that's no way to live. It's no way to live. Let's take a look at number three. Number three is the lack of motivation. So some call motivation the driving force behind accomplishing what needs to be done. Motivation might come from outside or it might come from within. Internal motivation is a crucial psychological factor. Why? Because it helps decide whether a person can act to complete a task. We all yearn for fulfillment and pleasure. And it means that if a task may benefit us in some way, that we'll want to do it. Now, likewise, if completing the task does not provide us with any rewards, we will not want to do it. Disliking a task results in the lack of motivation. And when this happens, the chances of deferring work on a task are great. And that's saying we procrastinate. Okay. Now, the fourth one I want to take a look at is perfectionism. And I've had to be delivered from perfectionism. Listen, if something wasn't just quite right, then I just wouldn't do anything at all. And I had to be delivered from that. And once I was, I'm telling you, sometimes you just show up as it is. You do your videos as it is, bloopers and all. When we talk about perfectionism, this is like holding up this weighty object and it's not easy. So the pressure exerted by the object itself makes it difficult even to move. And that's the strain that perfectionism puts on individuals who suffer from it. Now, perfectionists have such high expectations of themselves, yet it may not always be possible to complete the task to such a high quality standard. So instead of settling for their best, a perfectionist won't. They may not bear the thought of failing to meet their high expectations. So as to not fail at whatever the task is that they need to complete, the perfectionist postpones actual work on the task. And instead, they spend their time musing over how to best complete the task to meet the high standards. That is no way to live. So it makes perfectionism a relevant and proven psychological factor for why people procrastinate. So these are just some of the whys behind procrastination, and gaining a knowledge of what some of these whys are is a step forward in overcome this self-defeating habit. And as you do, you will find that you're happier. You're going to be living a life with less effort, less pain, and less difficulty. So I hope that something that I have shared has brought you to a place where you can recognize that I've got some psychological triggers here that I need to deal with. Listen, it's no fun being a procrastinator. I used to have this post-it note stuck on my computer, and it would say that, procrastination is like giving things of God giving you it's like taking advantage of the opportunity that God gives you today to do something later or something or another like that. But listen, it does not pay. And we may even come back and even talk about perfectionism, because I know a whole lot of something about that. And I want you just to be encouraged today to know that you can move past procrastination. You can move past it. And so if you go back to the blog, that talks about the give that gave you a whole lot of tools. There were so many tools that were mentioned when it talks about the things that we can do, the strategies that we can use to move past procrastination. But I really wanted to bring us back to this place where we're talking about and we're understanding that sometimes it's here in our mind. And we have to move and be mindful of what we are thinking. We have to be mindful that sometimes some of the behaviors that we have is really because we need to renew our mind and to think a different way. And it's no different when it comes to procrastination. And so I want you to be encouraged on today. I want you to continue to follow on the blog, because we're going to be coming back with some more on Fridays. We're just going to be jumping in and expanding on some of our topics, especially the things that you are writing in, the things that you are commenting on, because I believe that this little lunch and learn nugget is enough to give you something to chew on and also to encourage you to take action. So be sure to meet me back here on next Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for next week's Lunch and Learn. And always be sure to like, subscribe, and to share our videos. All right. You don't want to keep all of this goodness to yourself. All right. I am your coach, Shelby Frederick. Thank you for spending these 15 minutes with me, and we will catch you on the airwaves. God bless. Bye-bye.